What can I speak of Mool? The end of all roads. The black pit. The sewer into which the defeated and the damned all flowed to stew there in the blood and darkness. Perhaps the pit had come first, dug into the flesh of Eidolon as siege works in some ancient battle, or as the lair of one of the planet's immense demon beasts. Or perhaps the keep had been there before, and the pits dug beneath it as room for prisoners ran out and the cells had to be extended downwards. Certainly it was old, and the graven images of countless past castellans covered the walls, each one the image of a grim jailer and tormentor. A thousand oubliettes and torture chambers filled the keep, and a thousand more the pits below. This was the engine that fueled an endless cycle. The defeated went in, and skulls came out. The process, a battle for survival that everyone lost in the end. The demons of Mool purchased or captured the defeated in war, brought in from Eidolon's hundreds of battlefields, and they were cast into the prison pit. There they fought for the scraps of sustenance and weaponry doled out by the demons, an endless struggle that played out face to face, tooth and claw, in the near darkness of the tunnels and cells. Murder was up close and sudden, and waiting to spring from every shadow. It was an environment for which a space marine was uniquely suited.
Around every damned corner, these mutant filth await us.
Novices, save your ammunition. Blades are enough to kill such as these. Is that the last of them?
For now. We have bought ourselves minutes, perhaps. Wait! Down there! In that cell, that body!
It's human. And it wears the fatigues of the Imperial Guard. Here, his regimental honors. A corporal of the 409th Cadmians.
The Janissaries! And this one was recently killed. They are here! And unless this was the last of them, they live.
Then we are getting close to them. Press on, brothers. Stay alert. We are the invaders here, but if Mool has its way, we will become just another gang of prisoners.
Deep in the heart of Mool, they came across a sunken cathedral, consecrated to a dozen unholy gods. Its dome was half collapsed under the weight of the warrens above, and its side chapels were dead ends, clogged with disturbed sarcophagi and the bones of exalted dead. Once it had been a place of worship for some benighted soul of Eidolon, but now it was just one more jumble of ruins beneath the keep. The Blood Angel saw that the images of its gods were defaced and their statues toppled. Whoever had chosen this place as their lair had not wished to live beneath the image of such heathen deities. In the darkness, a gunsight glittered.
Who watches there? I see the barrel of an Imperial lasgun.
Don't move! You cross the threshold, you die! There are corpses enough around to show I speak truth. Who are you?
We are just as we seem, soldier of the Emperor.
Throne of Earth! Can it be? Here in this prison?
It is, guardsman. Believe it.
Space Marines! I never thought I would see the day. Am I dead? Is this the final battle?
You're alive, so far. We seek the Cadmian Janissaries. I take it we have found them. May we enter?
By all means. By the many hells, the Angels of Death are here!
Angels of Death. Such were the Space Marines known among the common soldiers. Such did they appear as they entered the cathedral where the Cadmian Janissaries had set up their camp.